Chicago police say there are several, and when they say several, Judy, I'd say dozens.
Well,
because you buy eggs in a dozen, don't you? Right, is that how that works? How many come in a
two
thing?
Dozen, two or half a dozen?
Got it.
Well, they have a Facebook group of this egging incident, and there are over 700 people have been tracking it. So who knows how many? I mean, who reports an egging to police, right?
I'm assuming it's a guy. There's no girl driving around throwing eggs. Can we just acknowledge that right off
the bat? I don't think you can assume anything.
I would.
This is an egger, okay? Who knows?
A serial egger.
You know, we laugh, but like...
We do.
One woman was hit in the head. I mean, you know... Hit in the head, you can get hit in the eye. I mean,
put an eye out.
Well, yolk in your eye, I don't think is very fun.
There's yolk in your eye.
Who wants yellow eye?
What are you gonna have people like walk around? I gotta wear goggles on the street now.
Second.
What do I gotta do?
Wait
wear a helmet? Motorcycle
if
helmet?
If it went in my hair, that would be okay because as we girls know, there
that's
was
a good thing.
There was a time where I used to wash my hair with eggs. Yes,
oh god,
I also. Huh? Yeah. Someone said it was good for your hair, so we used to put...
Now I can see you go to the grocery store, you're buying some eggs. Let me see some ID, pal.
Yeah.
You get carded for eggs.
What are you going to do with those eggs?
Don't they make you do that
spray
like, with spray paint?
Yeah,
spray paint. Do they... around Halloween, you're right. But they don't card you around Halloween. No.
But they will limit how many rolls of toilet paper you can buy.
Yeah.
And that happened in summer.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, TV.
It's like no toilet paper sales on Halloween night.
All right, let's think about this.
I'm ready.
Stores?
It's a lot of eggs. I'm going to say he's an egg delivery guy.
These are the ones, spoiled, returned eggs or whatever. He's like, I'm not taking them back. I'm tossing them out the window as I drive around Chicago. By the way, I've heard stupider things.
I can't wait till they catch him, though. I want to hear the story.
I got to tell you. You got to get him on.
That would be Bruce's criminal of the day.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Edgar, if you're out there, give us a call.
We would love to talk to you.
591-8900.